beginning, on the 25th, we'll start taking donations for the 25-cent yard sale. I wanted to give everybody an update, and Judy, you can help me if I miss something. For those of you who have not heard, I think everyone probably has, Lexi has been diagnosed with type B ALL leukemia. And they are presently in Children's Hospital. They will be there throughout this week for sure. Hopefully then she'll be able to come home and go back for outpatient treatments. They're giving her four different types of chemo, and some of those have to be done at the hospital. I have made a prayer chart, and I want y'all to sign up. I have it morning, afternoons, and evenings. I'm not asking you to pray from 8 to noon, but if that's when you normally do your devotions, maybe put your name up there, and when you're doing your quiet time with God, or in the afternoon or in the evening, or if you do not have a devotion time, now would be a good time to start one and get into prayer. And then we will give this to Brian and Jenna. They get hanging in their house. There are certain days that have little hearts, and those are the days that they'll have to go back to the hospital for their intravenous chemo. And she said those are critical days. So she asked for extra prayer on those days. And then the end of the month will determine how well she has reacted to it, how well her blood work's coming up and getting better and all that. This is going to be probably a 2-year ordeal. So, did I miss anything, Judy? No. I also have a bag of rocks. And what I would like y'all to do, some are smaller like this, you can put in your pocket. Some are larger. I did my best. I dumped in the rock pile at the nursery up here and tried to get the ones that I thought were the best. I want you to put it in your pocket or carry it in your purse. And when you touch this rock, you say a prayer. If you reach in your purse and you're digging for your pen or your wallet, you touch the rock, say a prayer. If you've got it in your pocket, you're grabbing out your change or your keys, say a prayer. If you don't want to do that, lay it on your pillow, and when you lay your head down at night and you hit it, you know to say a prayer. And then throw it on the floor, so when you get out of bed in the morning, you'll step on it and say a prayer. So, however y'all want to do it, I want everybody to have a rock. And these are Lexi's rocks, and these are our prayer rocks. I will have my bag of rocks and my prayer chart with some pens. I'll put it out here on the table after service. And y'all can sign up. And I even have some little sticky notes so you can write down your days. You can sign up for more than one day. You can, if there's one name there and you want to pray that same time, you can just squeeze your name in there too. And these you can write down what day you sign up for so you don't forget it. So. And lastly, we are going to take up an offering right now for the Garner family. Brian and Jenna will be going back and forth. They don't have gas expense. They don't have food expense. Whatever they need, we don't know. So we're going to take up a special offering. You can make it payable to St. Paul. It will be kept separate. And Tom will write one big check to Brian and Jenna. And get on the memo line that it's for the Garner family. But we're going to take it up separately this morning, right now. So if I could have some ushers come forward. I'll take that check out. This is just for the Garner family. Here now.
Thank you.
church, or if you see me somewhere, you can give it to me, or give it to John, or Judy, or yeah. And we'll make sure that it's there, or next Sunday, if you'd like to bring it next Sunday.
Please pray with me the prayer for illumination. Yes. Oh,
Some were saying, John the Baptizer has been raised from the dead, and for this reason these powers are at work in him. But others said, it is Elijah. And others said, it is a prophet, like one of the prophets of old. But when Herod heard of it, he said, John, whom I beheaded, has been raised. For Herod himself had sent men who arrested John, bound him, and put him in a prison on account of Herodias, and his brother Philip's wife, because Herod had married her. For John had been telling Herod, it is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife. And Herodias had a grudge against him and wanted to kill him, but she could not, for Herod feared John, knowing that he was a righteous and holy man, and he protected him. But when he heard him, he was greatly perplexed, and yet he liked to listen to him. But an opportunity came when Herod, on his birthday, gave a banquet for his courtiers and officers and for the leaders of Galilee. When his daughter Herodias came in and danced, she pleased Herod and his guests. And the king said to the girl, ask me for whatever you wish, and I will give it. And he solemnly swore to her, whatever you ask me, I will give you, even half of my kingdom. She went out and said to her mother, what should I ask for? She replied, the head of John the Baptizer. Immediately she rushed back to the king and requested, I want you to give me at once the head of John the Baptizer on a platter. The king was deeply grieved, yet out of regard for his own oaths and for the guests, he did not want to refuse her. Immediately the king sent a soldier of the guard with orders to bring John's head. He went and beheaded him in the prison, brought his head on a platter, and gave it to the girl. The girl gave it to her mother. When his disciples heard about it, they came, took his body, and laid it in a tomb. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Praise be to God.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It never ceases to amaze me how God works in my life. When I chose this song for special music, my life and my family's lives were in a much different place than they are now. And as the week went by, my first thought was that I really should change what I was going to sing because it's just a little bit too hard. And I kept hearing that voice in the back of my head that I don't like to listen to sometimes, saying, no, that's exactly why I had to do this song. This is exactly the lesson that I need to learn. And so, more than anything this week, all I wanted was for healing to take place. And what this song gently but firmly reminds me is it's not the healing that I should be really wanting to think about, it's the healer.
Even if you don't, I'll pray. Help me walk the healing.
Jesus, help me want you more than anything. Help me want the healing, Lord, more than the healing. Help me want the Savior, more than the saving. Help me want the giver, more than the giving. Oh, help me want you, Jesus, more than anything.
It was in prison
and in fact, very near the end of Paul's life, that he wrote Ephesians. In Ephesians, Paul addresses a problem of all creation, as well as a very personal problem that most of us have. The Bible says that creation is broken, that humanity is broken. Sin has caused all creation to fall from the flawless condition in which God created it. One day, all creation will be unshackled and transformed. And until the time it waits for the coming of Jesus, Christians see the world as it is, physically decaying, spiritually infected. Worst of all, there's disharmony between God and humanity. Humankind was created to be in fellowship with God, and we are estranged from Him. The main idea in Ephesians is the disunity of the universe and the truth that it can become unified only when everything is united with Christ. Without the presence of God in Christ, without Jesus, all of life is a mess. In Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's gracious graces that He has lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding. What do you and I have in Jesus? What is it that we are gifted with when we accept Jesus? Redemption. We have redemption. And what does that mean? Redemption is the act of saving or being saved from sin and evil. The act of regaining or gaining possession of something in exchange for payment or the clearing of a debt. When the word redemption is found in the Bible, it means freeing or releasing. Releasing something that happens because of a payment of ransom. Deliverance is liberation. Just like the little boat that Tom made. First he created it, and then he bought it. First we were created by God, and we were bought by the death of Jesus. In Jesus, we have an exchange that is made. His life on the cross for our life. Jesus did this out of love. It wasn't something that he was made to do. His only motive was his desire for us to draw near to him. It was God's love for humanity that led Jesus to the cross. And he willingly went to the cross for you and for me. And this redemption that we receive comes to us through the blood of Jesus. We can go back to the Old Testament to help us understand the significance of sacrificial blood. When God was speaking to Moses in Leviticus 17, verse 11, he declared, "For the life of a creature is in the blood, and I have given it to you to make atonement for yourself on the altar. It is the blood that makes atonement for one's life." There are a great number of examples given to us in the Old Testament and how the people of Israel would offer sacrifices to atone for their sins. In the most holy place of the tabernacle, the priest would offer sacrifices on behalf of the people. And if we take a look in the New Testament at Hebrews chapter 9, verses 11 through 18, we will find that the symbolism of blood as life in the New Testament also exists and how it correlates with the teaching of Leviticus. But when Christ came as a high priest of the good things that are now already here, he went through the greater and more perfect tabernacle that is not made with human hands. That is to say, it's not a part of this creation. He did not enter by means of the blood of goats and calves, but he entered the most holy place once and for all by his own blood, thus obtaining eternal redemption. The blood of goats and bulls and the ashes of a heifer sprinkled on those who are ceremoniously unclean sanctify them so they are outwardly clean. How much more then will the blood of Jesus Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God. How much more then will that cleanse our consciousness from acts that lead to death, so that we might serve the living God? What this is saying is that the Old Testament blood sacrifices were only temporary, and they only atoned for sin partially for a short time. These sacrifices had to be made repeatedly. But when Christ entered the most holy place, he did so to offer his blood once and for all time, making any future sacrifices unnecessary. I believe that this in part is what Jesus meant when he hung on the cross and said, "It is finished." Never again would a sacrifice have to be made. God made him who had no sin be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. You and I, by accepting Jesus Christ, we accept that his blood on the cross sin is a devastating breach in our relationship with God. We cannot get to God by ourselves from where we are now. There isn't any amount of good deeds that will bridge the gap. It is way too large. Jesus has paid the price and done for us what we cannot do for ourselves by laying down his life on the cross, a cruel cross, rejected, beaten, and slaughtered. And the end result is our redemption, our adoption into the family of God. Many voices in this ugly world call for attention, and among them is one voice, the voice of the one with nail-pierced hands, reminding us that he has rescued us from sin and its deadly consequences. To him belongs our love and our devotion. Like the song that Christy just sang, we want the healer. We want our desire to be for Jesus, not for what he can do for us, but for him, for our relationship with him. Let me close by reading John's Gospel. He was in the world, and the world was made through him. The world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believe in his name, he gives the right to become children of God. Children not born of natural descent, not of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. Jesus is the one and only begotten Son of God. The rest of us, we were chosen. First he made us, and then he bought us. Or twice since. We were adopted. The gap has been closed, and there is no longer any distance between you and God. There is no distance too great. There is no illness too devastating. There is no loss. Nothing can separate you from the love of Christ. First you were created, and then you were born again. Father God, thank you so much for sending your Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross, to take upon himself our sin, so that we have an avenue by which we can come to you. Thank you for creating us and then embodying us. Amen. We have come to a time of our joys and concerns. girl's name?
Evelyn. And my other one is my adopted girl from high school. My girl.
Did you say Ed?
Ed Miller, yes. He had a heart surgery.
And Mike?
Michael had a blood clot in his artery.
Okay.
His story is all being on his right arm. But they caught it before it could be ours, which is that's why it's a joy.
Awesome.
So it's our
thank you. Eric.
I just like to bring my wife and she's doing say a prayer, I guess. She has a moments.
And you mean
she has a moments.
Oh, okay. Other joys and concerns? Yes, sir.
Next Friday, or this coming Friday, this coming week, I'm going to be going through surgery on both of my feet. I'm getting nervous, scared, because I've never had surgery like this before.
Okay, what is your name?
My name's Jacob.
It's nice to have you among us this morning, Jacob. You missed our passing of the peace, but...
No, it's because I was over at the other church. Sometimes whenever that church is not available, I come over here, but I've said that even if that church is available there, if I go over there, I would still go over here afterwards.
Well, good. We're glad to have you. Yes?
I'm Joy. My son, youngest son and his wife just got home last night from Germany. So I was a little concerned. It's a long trip, but they had a good time. We've been there for about 3 weeks, so glad to take it home.
We have our grandchildren and a friend of our family's son with us today. So I woke up at 1:43 this morning. I looked at my clock because Isaac was in bed with me, and there was no Isaac. And there was no Neil. So I went to the living room, and Neil was asleep in his recliner, and Isaac was watching cartoons. Like, how does that happen? How does he just get up and... So I brought Isaac and Neil back to bed. Okay, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, you are an awesome God. And you do lavish us. You bless us with your grace. You give us the gift of forgiveness and redemption. You make us whole through the brokenness of Jesus Christ. Father, I ask this morning, I want to start out by praying for Lexi and then for her family. Only you know what the big plan is. And it's not necessarily for us to know. Help us to trust that you are in control. We ask that you guard little Lexi. We ask that you give Brian and Jenna the strength that they need to face the mountains that they're going to have to climb. Give us the faith to believe in your power, Father. Father, I lift up family. The joy of having family visit us and being with us and spending time with us, it fills our lives, and we just thank you for the times that we have to spend with those that we love. Father, I ask that you be with those this week who are suffering from health issues. We praise you that things have happened in your timing so that the things that we might think we suffer from, we end up praising you for. Help us to look for you in those situations. And Father, we lift up this morning Donna. We ask that you be with her and with Gary. Father, we lift up Jacob, and we ask that you be with him this week as he prepares for the surgery, and be with those who are going to be performing the surgery and treating him. Father, we just ask that you give him the faith and the strength to endure. And in what his recovery might be, Father, we just ask that you help him in that fashion as well. Father, I thank you for this family of St. Paul. I thank you that some faces are back this week that we've been missing. I pray that you be with those who aren't here with us this morning. Father, I lift up the burdens of our hearts that are unspoken. We don't have to voice our prayer request because you know our heart. You know our needs. Father, I lift up those praises that we didn't mention out loud either, because you shower us with good gifts and graces on a daily basis. We thank you for that. Father, as we do the work that you have called us to do in this world, may we be willing to be bold and to step out in faith. Father, I lift all these things up in the name of Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray by saying, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
We have come to a time of our offering. If the ushers will please come forward.
Thank you.
be steadfast in celebrating the Spirit's power, and may peace be your way in the world. Amen.